It's high school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Our live coverage of the Boys District Championship Tournament is brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Additional sponsors include OmniSource, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Legacy Assisted Living, White's Restaurant and Catering, County National Bank, Al Rose Steel, The Collector Zone, Jackson Public Schools, Jackson District Library, Northwest Community Schools, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, Jackson YMCA, American Title Company, Elm Plating, Modern Waste, The Protection Center, Unleashed and Loving It Center, Machine and Tool, College and Career Access Center, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants with our Players of the Game. Live from Napoleon High School, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live. We're working on some technical stuff, trying to hear one another up here in the booth. But we're ready for a good game. And Jason, I wish I could tell you what to expect out of this one. I really do. This is a Napoleon team that battled Concord yesterday all the way down to the wire. Concord eventually fell. And I say yesterday, I mean Monday. But nevertheless, they battled the game. And now Napoleon's, you know, going to have to go play this Michigan Center team that kind of walked all over East Jackson. But this team that Michigan Center's beaten twice, 68-41 on January 25th, and then 66-27 on the 22nd. That's 66-27. Now, Monday's game, Darren Hampton had 14 and Jacob Chadwell had 22, right?
Yes.
So that's 36 points total between the two of them, and they didn't manage 27 against Michigan Center. So I think Napoleon's going to come out with a different game plan, and things are going to look different for him tonight. But what do you think?
Well, Steve, it's an interesting game out of Napoleon. We'll see what head coach Jeremy File has cooked up. He's going to be without the big guys in the middle, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But it'll be very, very interesting to see how Napoleon combats this high-flying, high-potent Michigan Center offense and can battle without the big man down low, how they'll counter Connor Pelham down in that low post.
Well, that was kind of, you know, you say we'll get to it later. Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, reportedly, Tyrone's suspended from school. The big man in the middle, starter, guy who goes about 6'5 and a good 230. And now they're going to be without him. And, you know, I think it'll give them a different look for sure. But some of the matchup problems they normally create for teams, they're not going to be able to do it. Except maybe we might see a healthy dose of Riley Elliott, who played well in the post against Concord.
Yeah, Riley Elliott's a talented junior to have off the bench. He's one of those guys, a big luxury to have on the bench. But now if you have him getting more minutes than he's accustomed to, we'll see what that does to his rhythm. And we'll see how he can handle the heavily rotating Cardinal offense. I mean, they rotate 8, 9, 10 guys. They can easily have 8, 9, 10 guys score on you, 3 to 5 guys score in double figures. I mean, they're just a team that is loaded top, bottom, left, right, and sideways. And the game got out of hand in the first round against East Jackson, and it got to the point where they were playing the two men on the bench, who are the sophomores, Braden Cosmet and Boomer Perry. And they both played very well for their first varsity action. So this will be tough sledding, I guess, would be the best way to put it, for the Napoleon Pirates. And we'll see what Jeremy File has cooked up, hopefully for this ball club.
Oh, that's exactly what I say, Jason. What I want to say, Jason, you're already going up against a team that's beating you twice. You don't need to give any additional difficulty to that game, but without Tyrone, it's going to change things up for Napoleon. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and set things up and get started here on WKHF Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM. 101.5 FM, and we're online around the world tonight at WKHM.com.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club. American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Got a dirty dog? Washing her at home is too messy. Her nails are too long. Doing them yourself can cause heartache. At Unleashed and Lovin' It, their self-serve pet wash is $15 and includes shampoo, conditioner, brushes, combs, aprons, towels, waist-high tubs, force air dryers, and they clean the mess. They can trim her nails for $12. Or for both, it's $25. Self-service pet wash from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. No nail trims between 11 and 1:30. Unleashed and Lovin' It on the corner of Page Avenue and Detman Road.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. We prepare our students for the future. We prepare them to be amazing people. We are working on continuing to strengthen our program for students, including adding even more dual enrollment opportunities and eighth grade advancement courses for our 7-8 students. At Lumen Christi Catholic School, we want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Tours are available Monday through Friday.
I'm Aaron Cantor with Consumers Energy. We're focused on safety, the safety of our customers, employees, and Michigan communities. Carbon monoxide threatens your safety because it can be in your home and you won't even know it's there. Find it with a carbon monoxide alarm, best installed on each level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more tips on how to keep your home safe, visit consumersenergy.com/safety. Working together for safer communities is Consumers Energy's promise to Michigan.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Caregiving can be enormously rewarding, but it can also be physically and emotionally demanding. That's why it's important for caregivers to seek occasional respite from their responsibilities, whether it's for a few hours a week to run errands or a few weeks a year to take a much-needed vacation. Respite care offers you the chance to reduce stress, restore energy, and keep your life in balance. Learn how Legacy Assisted Living can help you. Call Kim at 517-764-2000 today.
A downed power line can sound like this. A live downed power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire, even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.
are live right here. We're able to hear each other here at the booth. We're working with the Texas Club. But for now, we're on the air. 8 minutes out of the clock. Just about ready to get the game underway. Cardinals are on the floor, and we're going to see their normal starting lineup, the guys they've been running with basically all year, as long as they were healthy. Jason, who are those guys?
Yeah, that's going to be Austin McKenzie and Kyler Brown, the seniors up front. Jake Nichols, the junior, Brett Haynes, the senior, and then the senior already committed at the next level, Connor Pelham in the middle. On the flip side, for Napoleon, a little bit different lineup for tonight. They'll go with Joel Johnson and Greg Weatherspoon, the seniors, Hunter Vincent and Darren Hampton, and Jacob Chadwell, their leading scorer in the district tournament.
Just in there to take the tip. He was about 6'4", finance, football, and center, Jake Nichols bringing it up to get things started for the Cardinals. Tyler Brown, right wing, hands off to McKenzie, now back to Brown, double cheek over there in the corner, sends it to the hoop, out to Haynes, outside the arc, three-pointer, short, rebounded by the Foley. Right now, Darren Hampton, our player of the game on Monday, got a nice start in the first half of the big three. Played great defense, was solid all game long, Foley, hands off to Coach Johnson. Let's go back to answer baseline, pass out of bounds behind.
Both of these, schools brought out a hefty crowd tonight here at Dutton's Court in Napoleon. Kylan Brown will bring the ball up.
Kylan Brown brings it up to the center. Now he's outside the arc. Kylan Pelham, he just gets out there. He's going to drive that defense by Jason. The transplanting starting lineup did a nice job on the drive to Pelham. Another turnover on the other end. Trying to the high post. Kylan Brown bring up the target. Middle and now, put a rack off there. The bucket, Kyler Brown, picked it up off the line. That's going to draw 30 seconds
timeout.
Right here, timeout.
Yeah, that was definitely a nice move there by Kylan Brown to get to the open space there. It didn't look like center was going to have numbers, and when you have Kylan Brown on the floor, normally that doesn't mean a whole lot because he'll find the open space. And he did just that, and it led right to an easy bucket.
Yeah, he kind of threaded a little needle there to get into that spot on the room. With a quick game, he scored it.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjd.com.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Michigan Center Schools, where success begins. On behalf of the Board of Education and all of the staff and students of Michigan Center School District, thank you to our community once again for all your support that will allow us to create the best learning environment possible for our children. Work associated with the bleachers and the new multi-purpose room at Arnold have been awarded. Our local businesses stepped up and submitted extremely competitive bids. We are very appreciative of their efforts and look forward to working with them. We hope to have all of the bleacher work completed shortly after spring break. We will break ground in the spring for the multi-purpose room at Arnold. We are looking forward to a majority of the projects being bid out in midwinter, with much of the work beginning in early spring. At the end of January, an updated document will be kept on our website to share the progress of each of the projects. Please check it out at www.mccardinals.org. Michigan Center School District, where success begins.
Alro Plastics, offering plastic shapes and machine parts to Alro Steel's existing customer base. Alro Plastics product offerings include sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Their processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their industrial applications and stocking the appropriate engineered materials. Alro Plastics, since 1987, and online at alroplastics.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness, be a part of the greatness, be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
All right, the snafu seems to be repaired. Jason Smith, Steve Boyle at Napoleon High School, and it's a 6-0 Cardinal advantage. And for all the cheering and clapping you've been hearing in the room, Michigan Center has not pulled away that far, but a missed shot from Napoleon, and Kylan Brown brings it up, another chance to extend the lead. Kylan Brown's head was grabbed, trying to keep him from getting an easy bunny there, Jason.
Yeah, that one's an easy foul to call right there. That's going to go on Jacob Chadwell. That is going to be his first, team's fifth, handful of fouls while we were away. Connor Pelham has 4 early points. Kylan Brown has the other 2 for the Cardinals. And that's going to get freshman Tobin McCrum into the game for the Pirates.
Yeah, McCrum, Connor Smith into the game now. Riley Elliott and Jacob Chadwell on the floor for the Pirates with Haynes, McKenzie, Brown, Pelham, and Nichols on the floor still for Michigan Center. Kylan Brown on the drive. He's going to get grabbed on the arm on the way up. The floater does not fall, but he'll go to the stripe for a pair.
And that's going to go on Chadwell. That's going to be his second, team sixth. And Napoleon is a team that has a tendency to commit quite a few fouls, but they have really been a little bit sloppy on the defensive end as Kylan Brown hits the first.
Yeah, Jason, I mentioned just 27 points for Napoleon in the last time they played Michigan Center, and here we are 4.5 left in the first quarter, and they're scoreless. They're going to have to figure out something against that Cardinal defense, because as much as you might hope to hold them down, if you don't score points, you still lose.
Yeah, and the fact that they're committing way too many fouls on the defensive end is going to come back to haunt them, and there is yet another turnover. Oh, they're going to call that Napoleon ball.
Yeah, it looked like knock. It was a knock away from Brown.
Okay, I thought it looked like it went off the foot of Hampton there for a minute, but better vantage point. Steve's a little bit taller than I am.
I can see over the edge. Hampton dribbling now right side to the right wing for McCrum. He'll go back to Hampton at the top. All alone, he'll take that 3. NBA range off the rim, though, rebounded by Kylan Brown. Brown up the floor to Nichols, right sideline. He's going to go all the way to the rack. Nice stop and pop by Jake Nichols.
This team makes that transition look easy. That NBA 3 not working for Hampton so far early in this game. He hit 2 or 3 of those the other night. Came up big for Napoleon in that win.
Jacob Chadwell on the drive baseline. Floats his way into the middle. Gets it up on the rim, but missed the shot. Rebounded by Haynes, and the Cardinals look to run again. Kylan Brown up the middle of the floor. Now crossover into the lane. Has it knocked away. Stolen. Hampton back the other way with numbers for Napoleon. He's going to take it all the way. Scoop it and score it. And there is a bucket for Hampton with a chance to make it 3. And Napoleon's on the board.
This is a side of Darren Hampton we didn't really see too much in the regular season, but here in the district tournament, Hampton has really turned it up offensively and has come up with some big points here, as he will be short on the free throw, rebound by Pelham.
God, and you got to make those free throws. We saw that be important for Concord against Napoleon. And now Napoleon's the one who needs to make those big free throws when they get a chance. Open look for three. McKenzie in and out. Rebound tip to Nichols. Easy putback. Two Napoleon players had a chance at the ball and couldn't corral it. It drops in a gift to Jake Nichols, and he scores it easy. 12-2 Cardinals with 3:08 to go first quarter.
Sort of a look what I found offensive board there.
Yeah, it just fell right into his hands. Knock away from McCrum from behind. Swarming Cardinal defense. Here comes Haynes up the middle off that McKenzie. He thought about trying a three again.
And he's going to take a step.
The jab step and takeoff has resulted in many a travel throughout this high school basketball season.
Yeah, really from game one, from the jump, we saw they weren't going to let that drag in the pivot foot fly.
I seem to feel like that was a focus of officiating even back when I was playing in high school. And here comes Darren Hampton. He'll hand off to McCrum. McCrum now back to Hampton. Hampton to Weatherspoon. Oh, he had an open Connor Smith in the corner. He still gets it to him. But by the time he got over there, Connor Pelham comes flying at him. He missed the shot, rebounded by Michigan Center.
Looked like Pelham might have got a hand on that one.
Yeah. If nothing else, he definitely changed the angle of the shot. Here comes McKenzie out to Nichols. Open for three. Back to McKenzie, open on the wing, in and out. McKenzie's had two wide open looks from there, and they both went halfway down and kicked out. Kylan Brown working around the perimeter to the right wing, trying to feed Jake Nichols on the low block.
He's got the mismatch.
Nice spin. Tough shot off the glass, Jake Nichols.
Yeah, they were trying to get the ball down low to him. He had the nice defense or offensive mismatch on the freshman, Tobin McCrum. Definitely made him pay there.
Here comes Smith on the other end for Napoleon. Trailing 14-2 with a minute 55 to go first quarter. Down to Smith, and Pelham a little aggressive down there on the passing lane. Whistle for a foul.
That's going to go on Pelham. That's going to be his first, just the team's second, and we'll get a slew of changes for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals showed us how deep in that bench they're willing to go against East Jackson. And right now we get Rayfield Johnson, Austin Hinkle, and Brian Williams onto the floor for the Cardinals.
Austin Bammer into the game for the Pirates, somebody we didn't see in the first round against Concord.
McCrum working against Rayfield Johnson out to Bammer. Bammer fires right away off the bench, missed everything. Rebound chased down by Chadwell, saves it, but it's corralled by Austin Hinkle on the break. All the way down to Rayfield Johnson. What a block by Greg Weatherspoon. Went up high. Knocked that one off the glass.
Big block by Weatherspoon.
There's some momentum for the Pirates, and now McCrum will draw a whistle on the other end.
He kind of came out of nowhere and exploded for that block.
I honestly thought that was just going to be a bunny for Johnson, and Weatherspoon went up real high.
And that foul is going to go on Rayfield Johnson, his first, team's third. Great bounce pass by Kylan Brown. That was something that assistant coach Haynes talked about and working on in practice with him.
Inbound, great inbound pass to Hampton. He missed the layup, rebounded by Brown. Now the other way. Hampton with pressure defense. Kylan's going to take him baseline, and they'll get a hand check call. Hampton's not happy about it. That's 17 fouls against the Pirates, right?
Yes, it is. And that's Hampton's second. Number 7 for the team, and that is not a good sign with a minute 20 to go in the first when you are already in the bonus.
1-1 here for Kylan Brown with a minute 20 to go. Cardinals lead is 14-2. Brown missed the free throw, rebounded by Weatherspoon. Looks up the floor, nothing there. He'll take it himself. On the bounce, he's coming up the left side toward the wing. Pull up three, missed it. Rebound to Rayfield Johnson. And he'll get the offense going for the Cardinals, dribbling up himself over midcourt, now to the left wing, into the corner. Brown, back to the top. Haynes, into the lane, looking to feed somebody. Knocked it off his own leg, and that'll be Napoleon Ball.
And that's something that has come on late in the year, too, and something we talked about with assistant coach Haynes is his son Brett driving the lane a little more as opposed to taking that that deep three ball.
Oh, yeah, we asked him at the in-between games on Monday if that was by design. He said, yeah, it is. You can shoot, that's great, but we want you to expand that game, and he really has. It has made him a better player. Near steal by Hinkle as Weatherspoon driving in, and now he'll get the bump. I think a lot of this Michigan Center faithful crowd thought they had an offensive clear out from Weatherspoon, and I tend to agree from our angle.
Yeah, I would agree on that, and that's going to be number one on Hinkle, team's fourth.
Weatherspoon looking for his shot, takes the three, and he hit it. Nope, long two, foot on the line.
He's got a very smooth jump shot, does Greg Weatherspoon. Doesn't get up very high on the jumper, but
kind of
he makes it look
shot,
pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes it look very pretty, though.
Looking for his own shot. We didn't see him do that a lot on Monday night. 14-4, though. They trail by 10. There's Brian Williams in the corner up to Brett Haynes. On the drive down to Johnson. Johnson back to Haynes. Fall away. Deuce hit it. Nice jumper for Brett Haynes. That's going to wrap up the scoring for the quarter. 16-4. It's a Cardinal advantage. Napoleon back to the drawing board. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back for the second quarter on WKHM.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Big thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center for their sponsorship on the game. Also, Center Machine and Tool supporting their Michigan Center Cardinals in the playoffs with WKHM. So thanks again to Center Machine and Tool, one of our very fine sponsors. Really good crew on board, and we'll mention them throughout the day. Also, Unleashed and Loving It out there on Page Avenue in Michigan Center supporting the Cardinals' playoff run.
That's right. We got a quick early whistle on Jacob Chadwell. That's going to be his third, team's eighth. Austin Hinkle misses the front end of the 1-1.
Bradley into the game for Napoleon. Hands off to Chadwell. Chadwell out to Weatherspoon. He's been looking for that shot, looking for a screen. Now he gets into the lane. Knocked away, probably got away with a foul there, Michigan Center. Here comes Kylan Brown the other way, though, quickly. Strong finish, double clutch, hung in the air to finish that one off.
That's going to give him six, both he and Jake Nichols, each with six.
And that's going to be a technical foul, looks like, against Jeremy File from the Napoleon bench. And, you know, I think he's got a legitimate gripe, because I thought Greg Weatherspoon got fouled on his drive on the other end.
But, Kylan Brown took a bump on the other end as well with a no call, so little tick for tack there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think they have been letting him play most of the way here, Jason. Austin McKenzie at the line for the charity attempt, and he gets it to go. Second one here, 19-4, Cardinal lead. And McKenzie's second attempt comes off back rim. Be Cardinal ball. Official trying to calm down File over here on the visiting bench. Inbound goes to Kylan Brown for the Cardinals, leading 19-4, 7:23 to go, second quarter. Brown gives to Rayfield Johnson. Johnson hands off to McKenzie. Deep outside the arc. Now he's going to look to drive. Kicks to Williams, who will drive baseline. Floater. Hit it. Pretty shot. Nice ball movement by the Cardinals. That drive and dish play, it's a classic, but it works real well.
Yeah, that's been their bread and butter in the district tournament so far. They went to it a lot against East Jackson.
Bradley out on the right wing for the Pirates. Up to Hampton at the top of the key. Now left wing Weatherspoon. Trying to look on the low block. Nothing there. Now out to Bradley. He'll take a deep three and missed it. Rebounded by Bammer. He probably should have taken it back up. Instead, he passes it away into Chadwell, who knows how to score it. Missed it. Rebound Hampton. Blocked by Hinkle. saved by Brown. And the Cardinals on the break. Look at Austin McKenzie ahead of everyone. Bodies flying everywhere. And the Cardinals go ahead 23-4.
An impressive lead pass there by Austin Hinkle to hit Austin McKenzie for the easy wide open layup. And Jeremy File has to call timeout.
Wild sequence there. We got a full timeout. We'll take a break here. 1 minute. Cardinals lead 23-4 on WKHM.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Napoleon High School for a doubleheader tonight. Game one has 6:25 to go in the first half. Cardinals lead the hometown Napoleon Pirates 23-4. And it's been all Cardinals, Jason, and it's easy to see. I think the officials have been letting them be aggressive, and I think that plays right into Michigan Center's hands.
Yeah, you definitely want to let these guys play. They've come a long way. Both of these teams play a somewhat fast-paced, physical game. Got to let them bump and bang a little bit.
Joel Johnson has the ball for Napoleon Hampton. Now right corner, back out to Bradley. Giving him a lot of room to work out there.
He'll take that three.
I was going to say. Try to feed Joel Johnson down to the low block. It's bounced around. Finally goes off of Brian Williams' foot. Weatherspoon feeding Johnson. Joel Johnson's a guy who I think has a really nice skill set, Jason, but we haven't seen him get going in any of the games we've watched.
Yeah, he just struggles to find a rhythm out there. And
I think he finds himself in foul trouble a lot, too.
Yes.
Floater from Hampton. Missed again. Rebounded Hinkle, and here comes Michigan Center. Kylan Brown up the middle. Now he goes right wing, hands off to Johnson. Johnson almost lost it, back to Brown. What a pretty pass to Johnson on the cut. He missed the shot, put back no good, tapped again, and that time it goes down. Foul against Weatherspoon.
And a big second and third chance effort there by Raven. Extended minutes with the change in the Michigan Center roster late in the year, and he has made the most of those minutes.
Yeah, and he, good hard work on that play. Three attempts. And you know, Jason, on the other end, you've seen Napoleon get some good looks. We've seen him get three or four looks in the lane that just have not fallen. As Johnson hits from the stripe. Make it 25-4 here. Michigan Center opening up a 21-point advantage early in the half.
Jake Nichols and Brett Haynes checking in for Michigan Center. Also, Connor Smith checking in for the Napoleon Pirates.
It's a big lineup for the Cardinals here. Hampton bringing it up for the Pirates, working his way to the right wing. Now back to the top to Bradley. Well, Johnson will take the three. No. Long rebound tapped out. Johnson saves it off of McKenzie. Napoleon ball. Nice hustle for Joel Johnson to get his own rebound there. Save it and keep a possession for the Pirates. That three looked good. It's a little long for Johnson. Smith has it now left wing for the Pirates. Gets a screen from Bammer. Drives to the lane. Missed it. Joel Johnson gets the rebound. Fade and jumper short. Rebounded Williams. And the Cardinals back on the attack here. No numbers. They'll hold it out a little bit. Over to McKenzie. Left wing. Can set up the offense. Now he goes on the drive. Into the lane. Tries to feed Hinkle. Knocked away.
Good feed by Austin.
Hinkle dives on it. Here comes Hampton back the other way. Almost an open look for Bammer. Catches cutting Bradley, but he missed the pass. And here come the Cardinals the other way again. There's Hinkle. No, he has a stolen. Napoleon finding their rhythm here a little bit on the defensive end. Can it translate to offense? Three-point miss by Bradley. Tapped by Bammer. Johnson's got the ball. Spin move in the lane to the bucket. Lefty, no good. Haynes with another rebound, and the Cardinals get possession back. Napoleon's starting to look a little comfortable on the defensive end, Jason.
Yeah, and Michigan Center I mean, Napoleon on the – after Michigan Center gets a defensive rebound, Napoleon has two guys on the ball handler, and everybody else goes back. And that's going to be a foul on Joel Johnson.
Hinkle trying to post up. They go into him, and you have Johnson jump around to try and knock it away. That'll be his second personal, I believe. And that's been another reason why he's struggled, I think, in the games we've watched, Jason. He does get some foul trouble.
Yeah, and that is Joel's first. Team's 10th, so Michigan Center double bonus the rest of the way for 4 minutes and 13 seconds. And that's one thing you definitely don't want to do is give Michigan Center added opportunities as Hinkle hits the first.
Wave of substitutions. Chadwell back on the floor. Riley Elliott comes into the game, and McCrum also on the floor now for Napoleon.
And that'll be Abel Compton checking in for Michigan Center. He had a great night against East Jackson, played very, very well in his minutes.
Abel Compton has been a reliable scorer down low, offensive rebounder, and here he corrals one almost. Chadwell does get it away from him. Napoleon, I guess you count that as a stop, 26-4. Cardinals only got one on the way down. There's a three-point shot for Smith. Missed it, rebounded by the Cardinals. McKenzie up the right sideline to the wing. Nice no-look feed to Nichols. He drops off to Compton. No, gets his own rebound. Put back is good. There you go. Abel Compton, just that steady guy down in the low block. And that's what he does. He takes those great feeds and finishes them.
Yeah, and he'll get those second and third opportunities for you as well. He's a hard worker.
Strong guy. Not a super athlete. Kind of just a solid, steady guy down there who does the right thing, gets himself in the right place. As we get a missed shot from the Pirates and a turnover for Napoleon. Bounced way up high. 28-4 Cardinals. Just 4 first-half points so far for the Pirates.
We'll get Connor Pelham into the game. He'll replace Austin Hinkle in the lineup for the Cardinals.
Very big lineup for Michigan Center right now. Haynes and McKenzie are the guards, and then you got your three big men down low are Nichols, Compton, and Pelham all going about 6'3", 6'4". Pelham will take the triple, playing on the wing in this setup. Missed the shot, rebounded eventually by McCrum, and he'll trigger the break here for the Pirates up the middle. They leave him alone. He probably could have stopped and pulled up a J. Instead, he feeds out to Smith, and Michigan Center gets the defense set back up. McCrum now on the drive. There he'll pull up the jumper. Long. Rebound comes off. Compton's got it. Outlet pass to Pelham up the right side. He's going to look to go all the way to the bucket. Double clutch and score.
Great move by Pelham.
I'm waiting for him. He's just a little bit away from taking that in with the intention of dunking it on somebody one of these times. Here comes Chadwell. And we'll get a bunch of contact on the perimeter. As Chadwell passes it away, McKenzie trying to play that passing lane runs into him. And that'll be a foul against the Cardinals. Fifth team foul.
Yeah, that's going to be his first. Team's fifth. That'll get Kylan Brown back into the game. And it looks like the last couple of trips down the floor, Napoleon has gone with a zone defense, which has worked well against Concord. So we'll see what Michigan Center does to combat it.
There's a hand up to Chadwell. Up and under, floater in the lane. Yes! That's the shot that they've gotten, but haven't gotten to go. So Chadwell gets the shooter's roll on that one. 6 points now for the Pirates, and near steal on the other end. Nichols has it left corner, out to Brett Haynes. Haynes setting up near midcourt, over to Kylan Brown on the left wing. Now into the corner is Nichols, out to Haynes. Into the corner for Pelham, back out to Haynes. Now a swing pass to Brown, looking for Compton in the low block. Out to Nichols for three. No. Long rebound pulled in by Chadwell. Chadwell gives the ball to Hampton up the right sideline, working his way toward the wing. Now into the high post area for Smith. Crossover dribble into the lane. Takes it up strong. Well defended and rebounded by the Cardinals. Here comes Brown for the red and gray. Into the low post, back out to Nichols. Nichols setting up at the wing. Pelham pushed down, no whistle away from the ball. But they leave him alone, and he gets the ball deep blocked by Smith. And out of bounds.
Good job by Smith to get over on the help defense. Connor Pelham had a wide open look at the bucket, and Smith got there. Good closing speed.
Brown will inbound to Haynes for three. No. Rebound to Chadwell. He's doing a good job on the boards for Napoleon, looking for a bright spot. There's one for you, Chadwell. Out to Elliott, who will pull up the triple quickly and hit it for the Pirates. 30-9 now our score. Napoleon looking to get something going here late first half, minute two to go. Till the big break. Down low to Compton. Has it knocked away from McCrum. Gets his own ball back. And on the putback attempt, he draws a foul. And that's what Compton, he hasn't made the first shot on any of his attempts yet, but he's always gotten that second chance for himself too.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, is those second and third chances, as we mentioned earlier. And you got to wonder, with that first foul on Tobin McCrum, teams at the double bonus, but he was shooting, in the act of shooting anyway, so he'll get two shots regardless. Michigan Center coach Travis Gaddy said in an interview the other day that after the game against East Jackson that they were terrible defensively, despite only allowing, 32 points in the game, and I think they're making a statement here in this first half with allowing just 9 points so far.
Are you talking about the game on Monday?
The game against East Jackson.
East Jackson scored 58 in that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's
Thank
too
you.
Many. You know, when I look, I was looking down the. I say that's too many when you consider what they held East Jackson to in the first time, two meetings. That's probably too much, and I can see why Travis Gaddy would be disappointed in the effort. But you still win by 30 at that point total, so it's not overall bad. But you know, when you're playing as well as Michigan Center is, you got to continue to hold yourself to that high of a standard.
Yeah.
And McKenzie on the drive on the other end, he draws a whistle.
If this goes against Jacob Chadwell, that's going to be his fourth. That is.
Wow.
That is four fouls in the first half for Jacob Chadwell, and now he has to play the rest of this game very, very carefully, and that is something that we have not seen Jacob Chadwell do. He's normally very, very aggressive.
Well, I mean, that reels him in a little bit on both ends of the floor.
Exactly.
You know, you'd hate to foul out committing an offensive foul, too, so. Interesting set of circumstances we're watching unfold here. 32-9, the Cardinals lead with 36 seconds to go in the first half.
And if you have Chadwell on the bench or you have Chadwell fouled out of the game, who picks up that scoring slack for you?
Well, exactly. He's their number one option and probably their number two option on most scoring trips. Cardinals with another steal. Pelham triggers the break. Here comes Brown up the left side into the air. Scores it. Probably could have got a whistle, but he does finish the shot, and it's 35-9, Michigan Center.
Hey, Steve,
16 seconds to go in the half.
As we head to 15 seconds to go in the half, how many different players do you think have scored for Michigan Center in this game?
I guess you want to say how many have played, and then I'm going to go, I'm going to say about eight guys, maybe nine, and I'm going to say all nine have scored.
And you are correct. Nine players have scored for Michigan Center in the first half. That is very impressive and is a true statement to their depth.
Well, it makes it really difficult to stop anybody because you don't know who you need to stop.
And even if you stop one, you still got another eight.
35-9 will indeed be the score as we head to the half. Michigan Center all over Napoleon in the early going. And, you know, we mentioned it in the pregame, Jason. Napoleon didn't need any extra things working against them today. But they come out here without Ty Rose, who's been a starter for them all year. He's the biggest guy on the floor. He's a guy they like to call plays for, and so they don't have him. You go out there and you get somebody like Jacob Chadwell, who now has four fouls at the half, and he's one more and he's done. So not making it easy on head coach Jeremy File. And you know, this is a Michigan Center team that when these two teams played last, I mentioned in the pregame, and I'll revisit it, 66-27. Now right now Napoleon's on pace to score 18 points.
Exactly.
And Michigan Center would, they'd be close to that 66 total. Would that be 70?
So,
not a pace that they probably will keep up. I mean, at this rate, we'd have a running clock at some point in the second half. And I think that doesn't do justice to how good Napoleon really is. And I expect they'll come out with a much, I don't think it was effort. I think they had a difficult time adapting to the way the game is being officiated because they're not as aggressive on the ball as Michigan Center is. And so when you're not getting whistles and whistles aren't happening on, you know, reach-ins and things like that, then that benefits Michigan Center much more than I think it does Napoleon. So I think if we see it a tighter officiated game in the second half, that favors Napoleon. And I think they just need to get more shots up, and they need to make more shots. And that's seems real simple, but I think, you know, you can't come down here and have empty possessions where you turn it over or something else. You need to get shots up, and they need to be good shots, and you need to make them.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you're absolutely right on that analysis of the first half for Napoleon, Steve. Michigan Center jumps in the passing lanes. They love to attack the passing lanes. A lot of guys are going to have to look to create their own shot. Take a shot if it's open. I mean, we, you know, all year long, you and I have sat up here in the press box and preached shot selection on teams and guys taking better shots and more shots and things like that. And now it's just, if you have an open look at the bucket, you have to take it. I mean, Darren Hampton, who we didn't see really be much of a scoring threat the first handful of times we saw Napoleon, started to really take NBA threes because they were open and he could hit it from that range.
Right.
And he showed that in Monday's game against Concord. And then you come out now with Michigan Center, just their stifling, swarming defense, the foul calls that they were getting. It's very frustrating, very infuriating for the players on the floor, and that manifests itself in head coach Jeremy File, as we saw with the technical foul, and just a all-in-all, just a frustrating first half, I think, for Napoleon. This isn't the brand of basketball that they know they can play.
Right.
This isn't the brand of basketball that we've seen them play. And, you know, this isn't the way that not only you and I, but the Napoleon faithful as well, this is not the way they want to see their season come to an end. And unfortunately, the way that first half went, it's looking like that might be the case.
Well, and Jason, you mentioned shot selection, and just as important as not taking shots you shouldn't is not passing up shots you should take.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what I would say I saw as a bit of an issue for the Pirates, because like we said with Chadwell maybe being in danger of going out of this game early, those other guys who maybe don't worry about getting themselves shots much are going to have to look for that and find shots that they can make. And you know, I know kids at that age level, you're playing every day in practice, and you have good days where you score, and everybody at this level can make shots. And it's just a matter of being willing to take it and knowing that – not only being willing to, but knowing that you need to if you guys want to get back into this game. It's 35-9 at the half. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll come back and look at some first half stats. We got a special statistician in the building tonight giving us a little help on the statistics, and maybe you guys can compare numbers and make sure you agree. 3 minutes. We're back 35-9 Michigan Center over Napoleon on WKHM and WKHM.com.
A downed power line can sound like this. A live down power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire, even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.
Got a dirty dog? Washing her at home is too messy. Her nails are too long. Doing them yourself can cause heartache. At Unleashed and Lovin' It, their self-serve pet wash is $15 and includes shampoo, conditioner, brushes, combs, aprons, towels, waist-high tubs, force air dryers, and they clean the mess. They can trim her nails for $12. Or for both, it's $25. Self-service pet wash from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. No nail trims between 11 and 1:30. Unleashed and Lovin' It on the corner of Page Avenue and Detman Road.
Are you caring for a loved one? Could you use some time to yourself? Respite Care at Legacy Assisted Living is the answer. Let us help you care for your loved one while you catch up on life. Whether it be a few hours, a few days, or a few weeks, we are here for you. Call Kim at 517-764-2000 to learn more.
Boydenton Retirement Centers, 45 years of still caring.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500. 800.
Need help with a college application? Looking for help with your FAFSA application? The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. Maybe you're looking for additional help in starting a new career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. The College and Career Access Center is there to help you in your pursuit of a post-secondary education or advancing your career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall.
I'm Aaron Cantor with Consumers Energy. We're focused on safety, the safety of our customers, employees, and Michigan communities. Carbon monoxide threatens your safety because it can be in your home and you won't even know it's there. Find it with a carbon monoxide alarm, best installed on each level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more tips on how to keep your home safe, visit consumersenergy.com/safety. Working together for safer communities is Consumers Energy's promise to Michigan.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half. Michigan Center leads 35-9 here at Napoleon in the Pirate Dome. And it's real a struggle to score for the Pirates. Meanwhile, Michigan Center, their normal suffocating defensive team and great ball movement and spread around scoring effort. And we got Chris Abbey, our statistician for the game tonight. Chris, you were only able to see one end of the court, really, because of this big pillar they got here, but it was the Napoleon end that you couldn't see, so you only missed 9 points. But why don't we run down some scoring stats that you got there?
Well, starting with Michigan Center, the scoring leader is Kylan Brown with 8 points. After that, Jake Nichols and Connor Pelham both have 6. And then, really, the rest, you typical score. But then, the shocking thing about Napoleon, their leading scorer is Riley Elliott with 3 points.
And he came off the bench, so yeah. Yeah, they just did not do a lot offensively. What do you think they need to change up?
Well, the biggest problem they have right now is ball handling, as I've seen. They're dropping the dribble. They're not getting offensive rebounds that they need. They're not boxing out and stuff like that. And another thing is fouls, because it seems every time they stop them on defense, 9 times out of 10, it's a foul. So
to bail them out.
Yeah, the biggest thing is they need to get the ball back after a missed shot, stop turning the ball over, and calm down with the fouling. Other than that, their defense isn't awful. Their just offense can't produce any points, so it makes Michigan Center's offense look that much better.
That's true. Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Again, our intern Chris Abbey, and we'll get some more stats from him for the second half. Appreciate him joining us on the halftime.
That's right.
So give us our impressions. Jason, why don't you run down the full scoring for the half?
Yeah, we'll run down the full scoring in the first half. Kylan Brown, as he mentioned, Chris mentioned, with 8. Jake Nichols and Connor Pelham each with 6. Abel Compton, Austin McKenzie with 4. Rayfield Johnson checking in with 3. Brian Williams, Brett Haynes each with 2. And the 9th scorer for Michigan Center in the first half is Austin Hinkle. On the other side for Napoleon, it is a very short list. Riley Elliott with 3. Darren Hampton, Greg Weatherspoon, each with 2. Ironically, they both have 3 fouls. Jacob Chadwell also has 2 with 4 fouls.
All right, 8 minutes up on the clock. We're underway. Second half, Hampton on the drive looking to kick out. Nearly stolen, but goes right into Weatherspoon's hands, and he pulls the 3, missed. Rebound, Kylan Brown. Brown up the floor to McKenzie. McKenzie, great pass in the air to Pelham. Patience, and he scores it. So the Cardinal offense doesn't miss a beat to start the second half. And one of the things I love about Kylan Brown, he's your point guard, he's your ball handler, he does all those things, and then he rebounds as well as anybody on the floor.
Absolutely.
Hampton working around the perimeter. He gets an open look in the corner, passes up, he'll drive. Now he tries to go out to Johnson. Knock away and stolen, and there's an instance, Jason. Darren Hampton probably needs to take that 3 in the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hampton has the range. He shouldn't be afraid to pull the trigger. If he can hit from NBA range, the high school 3, he might want to look at just being a gunslinger out there.
He should be glad to get that open look in the corner. I mean, he had plenty of space to take it. And Weatherspoon on the drive has it knocked away. McKenzie comes away with a loose ball for the Cardinals, and he gets bumped.
That's going to be foul number 4 on Greg Weatherspoon. So that puts 2 players for the Pirates in foul trouble. Greg Weatherspoon and Jacob Chadwell each with 4. Not what Coach Jeremy File drew up.
And Brown on a little bit of a drive and kick to Nichols. No shot. Haynes will pull up a long gun three. Missed it. And he's probably going to get a dirty look from the bench on that one.
Yeah, he was. He looked over at the bench and got a little bit of an evil eye from head coach Travis Gaddy there.
Cardinals drop back into half-court defense. Connor Bammer into Darren Hampton. And now he'll dribble to the left wing. Now down to the corner, Vincent. Vincent looking to the low block, nothing there. Skip pass all the way across the floor to Bammer. Looking for Johnson, the high post. Missed everybody. Here comes Brown. Quickly up the floor for the Cardinals. Double clutch. A lot of contact. No whistle. Hampton coming back the other way for the Pirates. Into the corner. Johnson pulls the triple. Yes!
And they needed that out of Joel Johnson. On the other end, they get the, you're up 28. You can take a little bit of a body contact. No call on that one.
Haynes with the crossover dribble. Hands up to Brown. McKenzie top of the key now into the lane. Spin move up into the air. Shot goes up. Misses it, but he does draw the whistle, and he'll get to the stripe for a pair.
That's going to go on Hunter Vincent. That will be, I believe, his second. That'll be the team's second. That will be his second.
Joel Johnson's got a good-looking shot, and I've liked it since the first time we saw him. And I'm glad to see him with a quick trigger on the offensive end, and he hits that, giving him a little confidence.
Yeah, they need him to take that shot more often. And that'll bring Riley Elliott into the game.
McKenzie hit the front end of the pair of free throws here. 38-12, our score, 6-10 to go third quarter. If you were looking for the Western and Holt game on ESPN 101.9, that has been postponed until tomorrow. They're currently experiencing a power outage at Mason High School.
Yeah, I drove that way home from work today, and that was the wind was a whipping up at Mason.
Johnson's got on the right wing for Napoleon after McKenzie hit the second free throw. Now Hampton on the drive, gets into the lane, out to Elliott, steps back for three, yes! Nope, two, long two, foot on the line.
And nearly stolen. Bammer slow to get up, and we're going to get an injury call here.
Yeah, Bammer's got a bad wheel there.
Yeah, Connor Bammer struggled mightily to get up after the contact on the loose ball there.
5:39 to go in this one as Bammer works his way to the bench.
And that's not good with two players with four fouls, another one with three, and Connor Bammer hurt. Your bench is looking a little thin if you're head coach Jeremy File.
Yeah, getting shorter and shorter. 38-14. Bright spot so far for Napoleon in the second half is a little bit of scoring early on. Nice pick and roll down to Connor Pelham. He has a shot blocked. Double team down there. And it'll go out of bounds. Still Cardinal ball. Inbound goes to Pelham, and he's double teamed on the low block again. And now we're going to get a reach-in foul against Bradley.
Did they call that on Bradley, or are they calling that on Chadwell?
It's on Bradley.
Yeah, that is going to be on Bradley.
And now it looks like we got a timeout on the floor.
That's going to be Bradley's first, team's third.
Take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. 38-14, our score with 5.5 to go on WKHM.
In honor of Shape Up Jackson, the Jackson YMCA is offering half-off join fees through March 31st. All membership classes are included. Come meet your neighbors and YMCA trainers in the Shape Up Jackson competition and share in free fitness classes. Complete access and benefits at both locations, including free child watch. Join in the Shape Up Jackson celebration and receive half-off join fees through March 31st. Visit the Downtown or Summit YMCA today for the Shape Up experience.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Hey, stay tuned following the game. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. And there's a slew of great choices. Of course, we'll need to get deeper into this to decide who's going to win it. I want to send a thank you once again to Center Machine and Tool for being on the broadcast. Supporting the Michigan Center Cardinals, the Center Machine and Tool. What is that, Factory Drive out there?
Yes, sir.
Inbound goes to Jake Nichols. Spin move in the lane off the glass. Missed it. Rebound tapped. And that's going to be a whistle against Michigan Center. Joel Johnson looked like he had the rebound, and it's going to be Connor Pelham.
That's going to go on Brett Haynes. His
Brett
second.
Haynes comes flying through there.
Team's first.
38-14, 5:24 to go. Napoleon ball. They've got a little bit of scoring going here in the second half to see if they can keep it up. Joel Johnson now deep. Top of the key, dribbles into the elbow. Has it knocked away. Loose ball goes down to Riley Elliott, and he'll get a bit of a gift down there in the low block. He turns and scores it. Now Kylan Brown working on the left wing. He'll dribble into the baseline, kick out to McKenzie from the top. Double clutch. Good interior defense. Block on Pelham by Riley Elliott, and here comes the Pirates again. Hampton finds a wide open Bradley. He'll dribble in, back out to Hampton for a long triple. No. Elliott rebounds in the lane. Has it knocked away. Chases it down out of bounds. It'll be out on Napoleon, but a nice effort by Riley Elliott.
Yeah, good job by Riley Elliott, who now has almost half their points. He has 7 of their 16 total points.
Kylan Brown, crossover into the lane, into the air, scoops. No! Offensive rebound, Pelham, putbacks blocked. Elliott with a great block on that one. Last touch, Michigan Center. Napoleon ball.
Oh, and they're going to call that
the Michigan Center faithful don't love the call.
Colin Bradley sort of saved the ball off of Connor Pelham, and that's what the official saw.
Hampton with an aggressive drive, and looks like he's going to get a blocking foul against Kylan Brown. It's a little life still left in the Pirates, 38-16, with 4:24 to go in the third.
Yeah, this is a team that never quits. First foul on Brown.
Inbound to Johnson. Shot goes up. Left it short. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch, Napoleon. Michigan Center ball.
Tobin McCrum checking in. He'll replace Darren Hampton.
It looks like we can get some full court pressure from the Pirates. Chadwell still on the floor there with 4 fouls, and he's got to be careful on the defensive end. Here comes Kylan Brown, left wing.
I don't know if that's in his vocabulary. He always plays tough.
Into Haynes, corner driving against Chadwell. Stolen, passed it right to Johnson in the lane. Johnson bringing up the other way for the Pirates. There's an open look for McCrum. 3 goes off the back rim, rebounded by Brown. Looking up the floor, nothing there. Bring it himself up the middle, scoop it, and score it.
And you can see him trying to attack Jacob Chadwell with those 4 fouls. Not much he can do there.
Kylan Brown's got such great floor vision. You can see him the whole way looking up, nope, nothing was there. And he said, fine, I'll take this myself. Here's a drive, and Bradley left it off the backboard, missed. And Riley Elliott, aggressive on the offensive glass, goes over the back, commits the foul. Just the first foul for Elliott. That's a little change of pace.
He is one of the few that has yet to commit a foul before the Napoleon Pirates.
Full court pressure for Napoleon. Inbound Jake Nichols looking for Kylan Brown on the run out. He's got it, and he'll take it into the glass. Drops it off for Pelham. Double clutch and stuck it between the rim and the backboard. He does get a whistle. Usually you'll see that happen on like a three-pointer from the wing.
Yeah.
Not usually on a layup attempt. He stuffed that right in between the rim and the backboard.
And that is very quickly now 2 fouls on Riley Elliott. 5 team fouls.
Pelham's free throw is good. All net. 40-16. We got 3:29 to go third quarter on WKHM. Our coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Part 1 of a doubleheader tonight. We got Hannibal Horton and Lumen Christie coming up.
Should be a great
second
game.
Half. Yeah, excited for that one. Free throw from Pelham is good. Hit the pair at the line. And here come the Pirates, trailing 42-16. And hand off to Bradley. Bradley across the top. We'll get it out to McCrum deep. McCrum hands off to Hampton. Hampton dribbles across the top to Bradley. Back to Hampton. Gets a screen from Elliott. Looking to step back, maybe take a 3. Nothing there. He'll give it to Johnson. Johnson into the lane. Now out to McCrum. Pump fakes a triple. Drives baseline.
He's
out to Elliott
that.
For 3. No.
He's got to take that shot.
Rebound tapped out. There's Johnson. Johnson will dribble into the lane. Pull up Jay. Got it. Second chance points for Napoleon. 18. They've matched their first half point total here in the second half. And just in the third quarter, here goes Pelham to the basket. Great feed by McKenzie.
Yeah, Steve, they make that pick and roll and that fade and roll kind of pick and fade look easy.
Hand off to McCrum. McCrum, deep wing for Napoleon. Now he works his way over to the top. Crossover dribble against McKenzie. Out to Johnson for three. No. Long rebound. Elliott pulls it in. Puts it up. Off the glass. No. Rebounds it. Gets it himself. Clearly fouled. No whistle. Up the floor to McKenzie.
Oh.
And he will get a whistle. And that's going to be McCrum on the foul.
Hard foul on that end. Foul goes on Tobin McCrum, his second, team sixth. Austin McKenzie will shoot two here.
I thought it was a clear foul on the other end. Grabbed Riley Elliott right off the arm.
I did too.
Jeremy Files got to be careful. He's already got one tee
under
his belt for tonight. Here comes McKenzie at the stripe, and he's got it.
McKenzie has been money from the line. That's his fourth. We'll get Rayfield Johnson and Austin Hinkle into the game for the Cardinals.
Cardinals starters went a long way there, and keep them on the floor as long as you can. I know Brian Haynes told us after that game against East Jackson that he wanted to get the starters out quite a bit earlier than head coach Travis Gaddy did.
Yeah.
Timeout on the floor from the Pirates. It's a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break here on WKHM, and we'll come back with the final 2:08 of the third quarter, 46-18, Michigan Center leads.
I'm Aaron Cantor with Consumers Energy. We're focused on safety, the safety of our customers, employees, and Michigan communities. Carbon monoxide threatens your safety because it can be in your home and you won't even know it's there. Find it with a carbon monoxide alarm, best installed on each level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more tips on how to keep your home safe, visit consumersenergy.com/safety. Working together for safer communities is Consumers Energy's promise to Michigan.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Well, they changed it to a 30-second timeout. Jason, we missed a possession here from Napoleon, which ended in a two-point jumper from McCrum from about 13 feet that he knocked down. So 46-20 is our current score with a minute 47 to go here in the third. A much better scoring effort here by the Pirates in the second half.
Yeah, much better, but unfortunately Tobin McCrum, after hitting that jumper, comes down and commits the foul. His third.
Missed the free throw. Here comes Johnson out to McKenzie. Austin for Michigan Center, setting up right wing. Now he'll hand off to Williams. Williams out to McKenzie. He'll take the triple. No. Long rebound. Tapped by McKenzie, but he's going to get a reach-in call.
And that's going to be his second, team's third. Michigan Center in the bonus after that last foul by Tobin McCrum. And that now gives them yet another player in foul trouble late in this game.
Yeah, just three team fouls for the Cardinals up to this point.
They play fast, but they play clean for the most part.
Open look for Elliott at the top. He'll drive instead. Kick out to McCrum. He'll take the deep triple. No. Rebounded Hinkle. Austin will hand it off to Brown. Triggers the offense for the Cardinals. He comes up the floor just looking to penetrate. He's into the lane. Jump stop, miss, tipped. Rebounded Rayfield Johnson out to McKenzie. He'll take a wide open three-pointer. In and out, rebounded Weatherspoon.
Yeah, he had time to read the paper before he pulled up that shot.
Sometimes that messes with a guy. You're used to catching it in rhythm and having him put it up over some hands. He might miss it. Hampton missed the layup, rebounded by Brown. And he'll come back the other way for the Cardinal. Into the paint to Hinkle, out to Johnson, back to Brown, who's now at the top of the key again. Brown directing traffic for the Cardinals. Now Penn gets a screen from Hinkle, penetrates all the way to the bucket, hit right in the face, missed the shot. Hinkle rebounds and puts it back to Michigan Center. 48-20, Cardinal lead. Comes McCrum the other way for Napoleon. Out to Hampton near midcourt. Greg Weatherspoon back on the floor with four fouls. Final 15 seconds of the third quarter. Hampton goes to Bradley. Has it stolen by McKenzie. Don't turn your back on a Cardinal defender. All the way to the bucket. Score it. And he got a flagrant foul call against Bradley.
And that's going to be Bradley's second. Not what you wanted to do on the flagrant. McKenzie hits the bucket. And that's going to get a groan from the Napoleon faithful here. And he'll get two shots at the line.
Yeah, McKenzie just, we could see it. I could see it from my vantage point, Jason. Bradley had his back to the defender, and he went, put it down kind of casually. And here came McKenzie from behind and just absolutely snatched that.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburglar style.
Yeah, and this is not the guy you want to put on the line for two free throws. McKenzie is money.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's the guy they send out there if they get a chance to choose who's going to shoot. And he hits them both.
Now seven free throws. He has 11 total points in the game. Seven of them from the free throw line. And Michigan Center will get the ball. Kylan Brown to inbound.
Just 6.5 seconds to go here in the third. A 52-20 Cardinal lead. Brown will inbound from the baseline. Out to Rayfield, back to Brown. 5-4, 3, into the paint, off the glass, score it, and gets another whistle.
That's Colin Bradley yet again, and he's got three.
It's one of those little runs that you get. And for Michigan Center, where here, you know, it was a game where it was down to 28, maybe even a little less than that at some point. And now a big run, and it's 34. Could make it 35 here for the Cardinals' advantage.
Napoleon now has five players with three fouls or more in this game.
Lefty free throw goes down for Brown. 55-20. McCrum will fling it. Buzzer will sound. We got one quarter left to play. 55-20. Michigan Center leads Napoleon. 1 minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
My name is Joey Imperial, and I attend Lumen Christi Catholic School. We have five major core values. The one that resonates with me most is developing character. I've learned from my experiences, you can be a good leader. At the same time, you can learn so much from the leaders you already have. It's all a matter of putting yourself in good positions and good opportunities where you can further yourself and further other people.
My name is Stephanie Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. We want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Tours are available Monday through Friday.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. 8 minutes on the clock, final quarter here. Game one of our doubleheader tonight. Michigan Center leads 55-20. And Cardinals come out with Brian Williams, Brett Haynes, Austin McKenzie, Austin Hinkle, and Rayfield Johnson.
And interesting to note that Napoleon, as we mentioned, had five players with at least three or more fouls. Three of the five are on the floor to start the fourth quarter, and there's a steal by Greg Weatherspoon.
Weatherspoon with four fouls, makes a play there, getting into the paint, takes it all the way to the bucket, puts it up, does draw the foul, missed the shot. You got to leave it all on the floor at this point if you're Napoleon. Weatherspoon and Chadwell both with four fouls, both on the floor. Riley Elliott, Tobin McCrum, and into the game for the first time tonight.
Isaiah Phelps.
Yeah.
first bucket is good for Weatherspoon. That foul on Austin McKenzie is his third. He looked like he was trying to take the charge, just couldn't quite get the feet set in time. Definitely looking to try to foul Weatherspoon out of the game.
And missed the shot, rebounded Brian Williams. Here come the Cardinals. Williams brings it up the floor, right wing. Johnson cutting through the lane, dribbles it all the way out to the top. McKenzie from the top of the key driving all the way in. And he'll lay that one up off the glass.
How about
57-21?
13 for Austin McKenzie in this one.
McCrum dribbling up for the Pirates. Chadwell's got it on the wing. Spin move into the lane. And they're going to draw a whistle against Johnson.
And that's going to be his second. And I believe that is the team's fifth, so no 1-1 yet.
I wonder if he goes by Ray or if he makes everyone call him Rayfield. I would.
I would, too. I am the field. That's who I am.
McCrum looking to drive. Gets into the lane. Jump stop. Puts it off the glass. Too strong. Rebounded by Haynes. Brett Haynes is coming up the floor. Now for the Cardinals. Working to the left side. Now back to the middle. Into the elbow. Kicks out to Williams. Williams down to the corner. Hinkle looks baseline. Now dribbles back to the middle. Up to the top. McKenzie by himself. Long deuce, and he knocks that one down. How is he finding himself so all alone for the open shots?
And that was, looked like he stepped in. He had a wide open look at three, took a step in, and took the deuce. Don't know if that was a sportsmanship move or just felt better shooting from that range and a little bit better with the rhythm.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a one-minute break. 6:40 to go. 59-21. Michigan Center leads on WKHM.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Out of the timeout, Napoleon goes down to Phelps. Isaiah misses the shot, rebounded by the Cardinals. And a drive, Hinkle goes down hard. Who's that whistle going to be
again? That's going to be on Isaiah Phelps. Oh, no, they're going to call that on Weatherspoon. That's his fifth. Excuse me, that is his, no, that is his
fifth.
That's his
fifth. He's on the bench. Five fouls.
He'll fall out of the game with just 3 points.
And barring a miracle comeback here, that's going to be the final action Greg Weatherspoon sees as a senior for the Pirates basketball team. Nice career for Greg Weatherspoon. Certainly on the gridiron, he made his mark, and here on the hard court too.
Good young man as well.
By all accounts, tremendous. 6:22 to go, fourth quarter. Hinkle at the line, hits the first. Two free throws the rest of the way for the Cardinals. Double bonus action. Hinkle puts the dribble down, shoots the shot off the back rim. Rebounded by Johnson, and the Cardinals get another shot at it. He resets it out to Williams, gets to Haynes. Haynes maybe shuffled his feet there. There's Nichols right wing. He'll drive. Strong shot, no good. Rebounded by McCrum. Here come the Pirates with 6:07 to go. Freshman McCrum played a lot of minutes for the Pirates this year, getting a lot of experience. On the drive, he just draw a whistle. It's going to be on the floor. That'll be 16 fouls now against the Cardinals.
And that is on Rayfield Johnson, his third. And the Michigan Center faithful chanting for Joey Edwards to come into the game. The Joey Bucket chant starting.
6 minutes to go. It's a 60-21 Cardinal advantage into Joel Johnson. Johnson to McCrum. McCrum puts it on the deck. Crossover. Now off to Chap. Chadwell takes a long three, misses everything. Riley Elliott saves it, but it goes right to Hinkle. Tries to... Oh, he does thread the needle. Bounce pass down to Brian Williams. Chadwell had a good shot at the steal. He hit it, but couldn't stop it.
Nearly had that one.
A bold feed by Hinkle.
And a bold, aggressive move by Chadwell with four fouls.
Elliott just inside the arc. Missed everything. Rebounded by Haynes. Trying to get an outlet pass. That'll go out of bounds. Napoleon ball.
Haynes' momentum was carrying him out of bounds and really didn't have anywhere to go with that ball. And here will come Hunter Horsch and Joey Edwards into the game, replacing Brett Haynes and Brian Williams. We'll also get Boomer Perry and Braden Cosmet into the game. They will replace Austin Hinkle and Rayfield Johnson.
Haynes gets a real nice reception as he goes off the floor. And the bench mob enters the fray. Joey buckets on the floor. With a kid who looked really good in action against East Jackson, that is Braden Cosmet. We saw him look really, really good running the point for the Cardinals. He comes away with a steal, and he's out ahead of everyone. Missed the layup. Tap by Edwards, no good. Rebound. Joel Johnson, he's looking up the floor. Ahead of everyone, there's Vincent, and he'll miss the layup.
Rebound by Boomer Perry, the sophomore.
And here comes Cosmet. They'll leave him alone out beyond the arc. Passes up the shot, gets to Joey Edwards instead. Hunter Horsch dribbles across the top near the elbow. Now passes out to Cosmet. Cosmet to Boomer Perry. Puts it on the deck. Now back out to Horsch. He'll take the three. No. Left it short. Vincent rebounds. Here come the Pirates. McCrum, Smith, Chadwell, Vincent, and Johnson. Chadwell takes the three. Off left rim, rebounded by Horsch for the Cardinals. Up the left sideline comes Cosmet. Into the corner, Edwards all alone. Joey buckets for three. No. Rebound comes off, and Chadwell corrals it for the Pirates. Still on the floor with four fouls for Chadwell. Long three from McCrum all alone. Halfway down comes out. Johnson rebounds. Putback's no good. Trading missed shots here back and forth. Here comes Cosmet up the left sideline to the left wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key. He'll pull up a triple. Long. Rebound tapped a few times and pulled in by Chadwell. They'll bring it up the floor for the Pirates. And takes the shot, and that's a score for Chadwell.
Chadwell now has 4 points to go with his four fouls. They have really held him in check in this game.
The fouls helped.
Definitely.
Rendered him largely ineffective and, in and out of the game. Here comes Horsch dribbling into the elbow, drops it off for Boomer Perry. He goes to work. Jump hook in the lane, missed the shot, but he'll draw a whistle. Send him to the stripe. Perry probably goes. He's not a huge kid. He probably goes about 5'11", maybe right at 6 foot. 6'1 with the curly hair. And he plays strong. We get to see the JV every once in a while before the varsity game starts, and he plays strong down low. He is definitely a low post guy. Kind of in that vein of the Charles Barkley where you're not the tallest guy, but you just know how to move your feet and kind of clear out position. He hits the free throw. 2.5 to go in this one. Running clock with 63-23, the advantage for the Cardinals. Bench mob hitting the floor now for the Pirates. And that includes Isaiah Phelps. That is Colin Bradley. Riley Elliott, fresh into the game. I don't believe that's on my roster. It's number 25 there, Jason. Do you have that?
I do not have that. Our senior statistician
snuck one in for us. Perry hits the free throw. And here comes Darren Hampton working against Hunter Horsch. Into the corner, now down low to Isaiah Phelps, and he'll get some contact right away from Abel Compton. Minute 48 to go in this one. Clock stops, 64-23. And again, stay tuned following this game. We'll get you our Subway Player of the Game, go over some numbers, set things up for round two here. Well, it's all round two, but this is part two of the doubleheader. Hanover Horton and Lumen Christie, a couple teams that met earlier in the year. I'm kind of excited to see this one, actually.
Actually, I'm
excited for all of them, but this is one that specifically I like rematches.
Especially with the different look for Lumen Christie tonight.
Yeah, we'll go over that a little bit there in the between game time.
And number 25, by the way, is Carter Wiley for the Napoleon Pirates.
Carter Wiley.
Courtesy of our senior statistician.
Abel Compton hits from the stripe. 65-23, Michigan Center lead with a minute 38 to go on WKHM. Michigan Center will move on to face the winner of our next game. On Friday night, that's a 7 o'clock tip-off, so we'll go to the air just before that. And thank you to Center Machine and Tool. It looks like they're going to stay on board as long as Michigan Center's alive in the playoffs. So we appreciate them. Center Machine and Tool on Factory Drive, just off of Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Part of a Michigan Center add-on crew, really. Unleashed and loving it. Jackson's premier dog daycare and boarding facility. And additionally, I want to mention a few more sponsors for you here. The Protection Center.
Yeah.
On with us all year, and they jumped in here on the playoffs, too. Michigan Center Schools, part of our broadcast crew tonight. We appreciate the Michigan Center Schools crew. We're both products of that school system, Jason.
I am. I'm product of their media classes as well.
Wow.
So.
I just ask you not to hold that against them. Jump hook from the elbow there for Bradley. Missed. Rebounded by Compton, and Cosmet brings it up now for Michigan Center. He's dribbling out by the Jim Dutton court logo here at Napoleon High School. Head coach Jim Dutton.
Longtime head coach Jim Dutton.
Yeah.
379 wins for
414, Jason.
In his career, he had 379 at Napoleon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll run the clock out on the final 11 seconds. Looks like 66-23 will be our final. As the Cardinals survive in advance, dominating defense in the first half, and they actually, you know, we remarked on the previous finals between these two, and Michigan Center in their last meeting won 66-27. They held them to an even lower scoring total here, 66-23. Great careers out of a couple of the Napoleon seniors that are coming to an end tonight, but I want to say a special shout-out to them. Connor Bammer, Joel Johnson, Greg Weatherspoon, Hunter Vincent, Connor Smith, Jacob Chadwell, who was probably, we didn't go to every game, but from the ones we saw, Jacob Chadwell, probably the most important player on the floor for Napoleon. And what was a fantastic year for them. They'll finish out the season at
16-6.
16-6, and that's another. You don't count that playoff loss as a conference loss, but otherwise it'd be 11-4. But 16-6, a great year. They finished in a second place tie in the Cascades Conference, and really, I said it on my preview online, and you know, one of the assistants, I happened to bump into him at a party, and that was Brent Tuthill, and he said, "Look, we're going to be a lot better this year. We already got some things going on. Come out and see us," and they lived up to that for sure. And, you know, they gave everybody a good run. They split wins with Hanover Horton and just really did a great job overall in the Cascades Conference. And so the home team here at Napoleon High School will see their playoff run come to an end. Meanwhile, Michigan Center moves on, and they'll be certainly watching the next game with bated breath as we see the Hanover Horton Comets and the Lumen Christi Titans lock up here. Just minutes away. We will take a four-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back with your Subway player of the game, and we'll take a look at all the numbers and start setting things up for our next game. Again, part one of the doubleheader has come to an end. Part two, just moments away here at WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and we're online around the world at WKHM.com.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at
Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle drop-off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
A downed power line can sound like this. A live downed power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire, even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live here. And we're getting some transfer of student sections out of the gym here. Quite a mass of humanity on the visiting sideline here. I guess the Napoleon faithful have mostly cleared out, and there's a lot of room over on the opposite sideline. But on the side we're sitting, there's just a ton of students.
Yeah,
so they're going to clear some people out. And
I think Michigan Center is going to stick around, catch this game, see if which team they'll be facing in the district final, see if they will have a head-to-head matchup to try to snap that 15 straight district championship streak held by Hanover Horton, or if they will take on the pesky Lumen Christi Titans.
Yeah, you got to be curious if you're Michigan Center to see what's seen. You know, because Hanover Horton's that beast that you know.
Yes.
You know, you faced them a couple times already this year, and is Michigan Center's biggest challenge in their conference for sure.
Yeah.
Hanover Horton's giving them the toughest games. Michigan Center's always had enough to win comfortably, I guess, by the end, but the game we watched and the other game that we missed, but what the recaps I heard was that Hanover Horton played them tough and Michigan Center just made one of those their patented big runs to put it out of reach, but I'm looking forward to maybe that matchup. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi's a team that when you look at their record at 3-17 on the year, it doesn't jump out at you, but we've seen them and I think they're going to be tough. A tough out for Hanover Horton, for sure. And those two teams played each other, and it wasn't an easy win for Hanover Horton.
No, and Hanover Horton was shorthanded. They dealt with the flu most of the middle point of the season. Also, Lumen Christi had some issues of their own. They've been without Bobby Willis for the majority of the season. He got a few tune-up games down at the JV level before making his way up. They've been without Dayton Keller for the last portion of the season there with an ankle injury. Just the visual test as they were walking in, Dayton Keller didn't have an ankle boot on. or a walking cast on. So it'll be interesting to see what head coach Pat Neville has up his sleeve, if Keller will play or not.
Yeah, we got a little time to talk about that. Let's go ahead and finish our game one recap here. Jason, I'm going to go ahead and put the player of the game in your hands. Who was it?
We're going to go with Austin McKenzie in this one. He was money from the free throw line. He finished with 15 points. Great defensive effort for him as well. Led all scorers for Michigan Center. Well, led all scorers, period. But he got the job done there with 15 points. Wrapping up the rest of the scoring for Michigan Center, right behind him, Kylan Brown with 13, Connor Pelham with 12. You had Jake Nichols and Abel Compton each with 6, Brian Williams and Austin Hinkle with 4, Brett Haynes with 2, Rayfield Johnson with 3, and Boomer Perry, the sophomore, with 1.
And for the Pirates, do we get them?
Yeah, for the Napoleon Pirates, on the flip side of things, Joel Johnson led all scorers for Napoleon, he did not lead all scorers, Riley Elliott did with 7. Joel Johnson right behind him with 5. Jacob Chadwell finished with 4 fouls and 4 points. Darren Hampton with 2. Tobin McCrum with 2. Greg Weatherspoon fouled out with 3 points for the senior.
All right, so, yeah, our player of the game, Austin McKenzie, can't disagree with that for a moment. He had a tough game. He like I say, a lot of times Kylan Brown grabs the headlines, but Austin McKenzie's in there playing neck and neck with that guy, and it just goes to show you again the talent and depth that Michigan Center has. They're going to be a tough out for whoever wins game two of our doubleheader here. We are going to go ahead and take a long 5-minute commercial break here as we get set up for game two, give Jason a chance to retreat and handle some business, me as well. And when we come back, we'll start talking about game two of our doubleheader and set it up here on WKHM. Again, if you were trying to listen to Western and Holt tonight, that one was postponed until tomorrow night as Mason High School had no power. So they moved that game back to tomorrow night. So we'll intend to bring you live coverage of that on ESPN 101.9 and online at JacksonESPN.com. Well, I have a moment additionally I'd like to recommend everyone go to JacksonESPN.com and sign up for our March Madness bracket competition. Chance for you to win $1 million with a perfect NCAA tournament bracket. And let's say your bracket's not perfect. How about a big 50-inch 4K LED Ultra HD TV and a membership to the Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center? All those things up for grabs in our bracket competition. So, again, JacksonESPN.com, March Madness. It's easy. You don't need to have any prior knowledge of basketball or sports to do so. Even if you just want to jump on and randomly pick some teams, that'll give you a chance. And $1 million is the top prize if you're perfect. Again, 5-minute break, and we'll be back with game two of the doubleheader on WKHM, WKHM.com.